And that brings us neatly to our next story. Every summer, the White House releases what the president will be reading on his vacation. Usually, the lists are full of weighty tomes of political theory or history. President Bush's 2006 summer reading list of 13 books included biographies of Abraham Lincoln, A History of Polio, Camus' The Stranger, and Shakespeare's Macbeth. Earlier this week, the White House released President Obama's summer reading. Of the 5 books cited, 4 were fiction. This has set off grumbling amongst some Republican pundits, saying that by reading fiction, Obama looked like a political lightweight. Tebby Troy, writing in the National Review Online, said that, quote, "The near absence of nonfiction sends the wrong message for any president because it sets him up for the charge that he is out of touch with reality." Theodore Roosevelt is often invoked by Republicans as a paragon of firmly grounded, pragmatic participation on the public stage.
I know that many of you have noticed it's not my style to simply phone it in.
John McCain said, "I believe our leaders belong in the arena."
I'm a Teddy Roosevelt Republican.
John Huntsman said, "I'm a center-right candidate.
I think I've got pragmatic and practical solutions." If you don't step up and do what Teddy Roosevelt would have advocated, get in the arena, it says something about you.
But even while Teddy Roosevelt himself was in the arena, he was reading everything from science to history to fiction to poetry. We called Edmund Morris, author of The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore Rex, and Colonel Roosevelt, to ask him about the reading habits of the 26th president.
Well, when you talk about these rather pathetic little lists that presidents feel they have to announce every summer, there's a list that TR was asked to compile by the president of Columbia University in 1903. And TR's list extends for 3 closely printed pages of his collected letters. He wrote that he'd read parts of Herodotus, all of Polybius, a little of Plutarch, Sophocles 7 against Thebes, Euripides, Hippolytus, and Bacchae. Later on, we've got Carlyle. We've got a whole raft, something like half a page of novels, including all of Walter Scott. He was reading, by the way, in German and Italian and French, as well as in English. He was omnivorous. He read, on average, a book a day. That's not an exaggeration. It's documented. Sometimes he read 3 books a day.
Where did he get the time?
I don't know. He was just an extraordinarily fast reader, about 3 to 4 pages a minute, and everything he read, he tended to photograph in his head, so he remembered everything. He could quote stuff years, decades later, word perfect.
But obviously, if he's spending his time reading Walter Scott, I mean, he must have been a very lightweight president. And in fact, he can't have been engaged in anything serious on the public stage.
Well, I can't think of anything more irritating than the claim that to read fiction is to be lightweight. On the contrary, I think somebody who reads nothing but political books and books on contemporary affairs, which is the average diet of all these political drones who've been criticizing President Obama, I think they are lightweights. A man who can read good poetry and good fiction is by nature a rounded man and a man with a rich mind.
There were people who wanted to claim the president based on his reading. The poet Robert Frost said, "He was our kind. He quoted poetry to me."
He flabbergasted Frost when he met him in 1907 and recited one of Frost's least well-known poems to him entire. And more relevantly, Edward Arlington Robinson, who's completely forgotten now, but was a great poet, a contemporary of Frost. T.R. read this man's poems in 1905, heard that he was on the skids in New York City, working in the subway system, and gave him a federal job on the strict understanding that he should do nothing but write poetry as long as T.R. remained president. And Edward Arlington Robinson went on to win 3 Pulitzer Prizes.
Let me ask you about moments of national crisis. Did you notice any drop-off or change in his reading during moments of great political pressure?
No. The way T.R. reacted to pressure was to luxuriate in it. He loved pressure, and the greater the pressure, the better he functioned.
If Teddy Roosevelt read so broadly in so many different genres, is it possible to offer a psychological portrait of him based on his reading?
I'll only say that a president who reads widely and reads as voraciously as this begins to, and if he reads in other languages, he gets to understand foreign cultures, which is a prerequisite of the presidency that has been really shortchanged over the last century or so.
How many books did he write?
He wrote approximately 40 books, and they comprised in part multi-volume histories of the American West, a whole series of biographies, and lots of stuff on naval history and military history and nature and hunting and a plethora of other subjects.
How many did he write when he was president?
He did not write any books as president, with the exception of editing a book on wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
But he felt that the president of the United States should concentrate on being president.
And reading.
Yeah, on reading.
Edmund Morris, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was fun.
Edmund Morris has written the definitive trilogy of books about President Theodore Roosevelt, The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore Rex, and Colonel Roosevelt.
I am not leading this fight as a matter of aesthetic pleasure. I am leading because somebody must lead, or else the fight would not be made at all. I prefer to work with moderate, with rational conservatives, provided only that they do in good faith strive forward toward the light. But when they halt and turn their backs to the light, sit with the scorners on the seats of reaction, then I must part company with them.